In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let us quiet into evening devotion. And when I see that there are many children and youth, my text speaks of a secret. That question is not such a secret that no one knows, but it is such a secret that should be in the knowledge of all people. Paul writes in his first letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16, and I would have wished yet to you, children and youth, ask a question. Who is spoken of in this text? Who is that question? And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Amen. If I would again ask of you, dear children and youth, I would think that all of your hands would raise up. Jesus is the secret of which is spoken of the Son of God. Of him is, what is that question? This is a public secret. It has not been made a secret. There are a few issues here that we would go into more deeply, that he appeared or was manifest in the flesh. We remember in the story of creation, in which was promised that a child will be born at a time far off, which will crush the head of the serpent. This is the first gospel which was preached there in paradise, which God preached, which will be born of the seed of the wife. Was it then that Jesus was born? No, Jesus has always been. We can read of this in the Proverbs, Jesus is now speaking. In this text, he is known as the Elder. The Lord created me before all else, as the firstborn of the creation, before heaven and earth. From eternity I received my creation before the earth was. I was present when he, God, I was present when he placed the heavens, when he put boundaries to the seas, created the beaches and made the earth. Already then, as his firstborn, I was present all the days. A body appeared when sin happened. It had to be atoned in the body. For this reason, God created this grace order that he sent his own son into the world to atone for all the sins of all people in the world. It was a perfect atonement. He was proclaimed to be righteous, was the other. When Jesus came to be baptized by John, John said that he's not sufficient to even to tie his shoes, but Jesus said that he must do so. Then when John baptized him, the heavens opened. And from there was heard the voice of God. This is my dear son. Hear ye him. And again, we remember a similar situation there on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus had arose there with his disciples, with Peter, James. There appeared Moses and Elijah. And God, there on Mount Transfiguration, repeated the same thing which he stated there, that this is my dear son, hear ye him. He was proclaimed to be righteous. The third issue. Scene of angels. We can say that Jesus saw, or the angels saw Jesus already in heaven before he came to earth. The angels saw. And we can say in this way that the angels followed Jesus. And we remember many places where the care of God of his own son came to fruition. We remember when Jesus was tempted and the tempter left, there was beautifully stated that the angels came and cared for Jesus. And thus, the angels followed Jesus throughout his entire life. And there is another place there on Maundy Thursday, the evening of Maundy Thursday, when Jesus was there on the way of suffering, shortly before he was imprisoned. He experienced such great suffering under the sins of man that he prayed unto God to take this from upon me, not as I would wish, but as you, dear Father, wish. The angels came and comforted him. Thus the Bible states, the angels followed the life of Jesus. And when Jesus was arrested, there's one portion where Jesus says in this way, "Do you think that my heavenly Father would not have angels descend for my behalf? Think how many thousands of angels is meant by 12 legions, as Jesus said there in that situation. So many angels the Heavenly Father has descend to protect him and to help him. Then the next words here is preached unto the Gentiles. When Jesus was with his disciples, he one time spoke unto them and said unto them, that unto me has been given all the power of heaven and earth. And he blew upon them and said, take the Holy Spirit, unto whom you forgive sins, they are forgiven. And go and make all nations to be my disciples. Thus, God, Jesus, left the office of forgiveness here on earth. He did not bring it with him to heaven, but he left it with his own disciples. And this gospel, this word of God, was proclaimed by the disciples, by Peter and James and John, and later by Paul and Timothy. And it is marvelous that if we take as of an example the parable of Jesus of the sower, that the sower went to sow his seed, in other words, the word of God. Think that Jesus left this open, that who the sower of the seed is. Who is it that sows? It is simply a believing person who sows the seed of the Word of God. And he does not have to think that how much he would sow. He can sow in peace and freedom. For it is God who gives the increase. Nobody else. I think especially you, you teachers of Bible class and Sunday school, and you servants of the Word, this office of sowing is your office. It is the office of the mother and father there at home to sow unto their own children the Word of God and the peace of God, and the gospel, and the forgiveness of sins. It is the task of mothers and fathers. It is not, is it not lucky that God left the persona or the who this sower is as a secret, but after generations and generations it has been taught and sowed. And we do this today as believers, you boy and girl, you youth, you adult, and you mother and father, and you grandmother and grandfather. It is an important matter that we sow. believed on in the world. It is marvelous how the Word of God spreads today. We do not even know where even these services are listened to. And it is good that these services are heard. And it is wondrous that today that someone on the different sides of the world in their own languages hear the Word of God. It is a great blessing of God. It is not precious and important. The summer service radio that we have been able to hear, listen to here in Finland. And these programs are many where are handled or talked of many painful and very timely matters. It is an important channel that God, the Heavenly Father, has given this technology into the use of us people, and it is a blessed thing that we do not know and we do not need to know, but it is good to state that we do not know where there are believers today in the world. We do not know. God, through His Word, awakens the hearts of man to listen and to believe the gospel. That they hear via different technologies. We do not know where the believers are. Then there is a portion in our text that received up into glory. Jesus was received up into glory. The disciples were able to see when he was taken into heaven. They saw how Jesus arose into heaven. Now is an interesting question. What is the glory of heaven like? Can it be pictured in any way? With what kinds of words can we picture this? This at least can be said, that our eyes, with these temporal eyes that we have, they would not last to look upon the glory of God and the glory of heaven. And the Bible is written that the prophets saw God, or before the throne of God, angels. He said the angels as to be as cherubims. And what was the other word? It left my mind. But anyway, that even angels they must shield their eyes with their own wings. Their eyes cannot last that glory or light that comes from the throne of God. It is so powerful. We cannot comprehend how bright that light can be. For this reason, we can with our resurrected body than when our time ends and comes that last day when God, the Heavenly Father, awakens all dead before his throne. Then we, with a new body that is also spoke of as a resurrected body, with those eyes we can see the glory of heaven and look upon God face to face. And remember also that Moses in his time wished to see God, but God blocked that request. He instructed Moses to go in that hole in the mountain, and I will pass by you and shield you with these hands. Even Moses was not able to see the glory of God. No one has ever seen God before this text. We can, as if, summarize this issue that this is a public and holy secret, and these matters was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. Is it not a simple faith at question? We do not have to build our own sorts of constructions and our own righteousness or piety. God has arranged this question of faith to be so simple that even a child can understand it. And ones with childlike minds. But we adults do not always have the strength to understand. There in the Gospel of John, Jesus speaks unto Nicodemus those familiar words, and they are, God has so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that not one who believes upon him will perish but receive everlasting life. Is it not a simple matter? We must only believe upon Jesus, the Son of God. It is sufficient. And the gift of faith is given by God. And the gift of believing is proclaimed by believing children of God, you, dear brother and sister. And it is this gospel with which one is moved from the world into the kingdom of God. And in this gospel, at its core essence, is as if this crown jewel, you can receive sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This is the simple faith. And we can say in this way, is it not an important prayer, that which the disciples in their time read, that Father, increase our faith. Our faith becomes so little and weak. But here in the kingdom of God, we have learned to know also this, that even with weak faith, we can make it to the destination. It is sufficient that we have a little faith, it's enough. I wish to send greetings to you, who there on the radio or via the internet are listening, believe, sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. The Heavenly Father cares for his own children unto the destination, unto heaven. We can trust in his guidance and shielding. God keeps his promises. I too wish to ask that, can I believe my own sins forgiven? Thus, I wish to believe with you. Amen. Let us quieten in prayer and Luther's evening prayer. I thank the Heavenly Father through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You have shielded us with your grace. I pray unto thee, give all my sins forgiven, all which I have done wrong. Shield me even this night. I give myself, my body, my soul, all into your hands. May your holy angels be with me, so that the evil one will not have power over me. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.